Welcome to the third installment of The 250. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Katie.
And today we're going to talk about Monsters, Inc., a beloved Pixar movie.
Yes, so we wanted to go along with the Halloween theme of the week a little bit. So we found a movie, like, tangentially related to Halloween.
Yeah, it's got monsters. Those are scary.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah. None of the original, like, classic Halloween movies made it onto the top 250 list. Yeah. So, like, go watch those if you want.
I don't really know why Friday the 13th. It's just a cinematic classic.
Exactly. What is it? Why is it not just there?
Honestly. Okay. So we can just jump right in.
Yeah. So Monsters Incorporated is a company, an energy company that powers the whole city of... Did we ever learn the name of the city?
It's like Monstropolis. Like, yeah, probably. They really, like, didn't try with that one.
Something like that. Powers the whole city with the sound of children's screams.
It's a very interesting concept for a kid's movie, especially. Because, like, as a kid, definitely didn't get the whole, like, there was an energy crisis, and there were, like, rolling blackouts, and, like, there was a lot. I was just like, oh, monsters.
It was so crazy. That was actually one of the first things I noticed rewatching this. So it came out in 2001, and I remember going to the movie theater with my family to see it on its, well, not premiere, but see it eventually. Mm-hmm. And I never picked up on the fact that, like, screams are kind of, like, dirty energy, and this movie was, like, Monsters, Inc. is, like, big business, big oil business.
They have, like, a monopoly on, like, the entire town, and, like, it's, like, really deep in there.
It was really, really interesting watching it the next time.
Yeah, as a kid, you're not picking up on any of that.
Yeah, and then also kind of at the very beginning, Mike wakes Sully up in the morning. So Mike is the little green monster, Sully's the big blue monster. Mm-hmm. Mike runs Sully through some military drills.
We all need a Mike in our lives to just train us in the morning and get us ready.
Because even when he was Sully was brushing his teeth, Mike was like, fight that plaque, fight that plaque.
I was like, I need this motivation in the morning. Like, where is this for me?
Yeah.
I think that was really fun. And I love how Mike's, like, so optimistic. Like, when the commercial comes on and it covers his face and he's just like, I want TV.
I love that. I love adorable. That. The logo always ends up covering his face and
he just rolls with it.
I love
it. He
doesn't care.
I love it.
Doesn't care.
Yeah. So there's also a scene at the beginning where they're, like, kind of, like, showing what Monsters, Inc. does. And there's the part where that guy's doing, like, the simulation of scaring the kid.
Yes.
And then, like, Water News comes in, like, the big, like, crab-looking guy. He's, like, the CEO or whatever. And he comes in, and he's, like, he, like, basically, like, exposition. He's, like, screams power, the company. But to, like, make his point, he, like, literally just, like, lets go of, like, a whole canister of screams. And you're like, we have to conserve, sir.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. There's an energy crisis.
Yeah, and you're just trying to make a point by wasting a ton of energy. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
maybe you shouldn't be the CEO of this company.
That's super funny. Yeah, I noticed, actually, that all the monsters shown at the very beginning all kind of are stereotypes of, like, a role they would play in human society. So, like, the CEO is, like, this big, fat, like, commandeering guy. There's, like, the gooey monster who's the janitor.
Uh-huh.
The grumpy secretary.
Roz is my queen. I love her. Like, especially at the end of the movie. I was like, yes, Roz.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Killing the game.
No, we'll definitely get to that. That part was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Also, can we talk about, she's the grumpy secretary, but there's also, like, the young secretary, mm-hmm. Celia, who's Mike's girlfriend.
Yeah, Mike's definitely dating up.
Let's just put that out there, first of all. Celia's great. Her hair is, like, she looks like Medusa, almost, with her hair is, like, the snakes, and the snakes are hilarious.
It's probably, like, a weird relationship. Like, having sentient beings be your hair.
Yeah.
Because there's a part where they're, like, start kissing Mike, and she's like, guys, stop. And, like, you're like, this is weird. Like, there's
minds of their own.
Yeah.
It was so funny when she was talking about getting her hair cut, and the snakes were just, like, started screaming.
It's like, that must be a horrible experience to cut your hair.
Yeah, I wondered the logistics of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wondered about that one.
Yeah, I really like the two comic relief guys, like the two, like, gym.
Yes, they were great characters.
And little, like, my mom. I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was a big fan.
They were awesome. There were some just, like, really, I don't know, this movie is just, like, really on point. Like, the comedy is still, like, I was actually laughing out loud as I was watching this movie by myself.
Yeah, but, like, Pixar movies, like, in general just tend to be, like, just really on point and just, like, make everyone, like, invested in the movie and make everyone laugh. Like, aside, like, from Cars, which, like, everyone can kind of agree. What? Pixar, what were you doing? Mm-hmm. And then you wanted a second one before Incredibles 2. Like,
true. Priorities.
Yeah.
But anyway, all the Pixar movies are pretty golden in their humor. Mm-hmm. a couple of things that I noticed was they had odorant instead of, like, deodorant. And they're like, what kind do you want? Like, wet dog? Like,
I thought that was so cute. Like,
Also, when Sully comes, like, falls out of Boo's room for the first time and, like, runs down the hallway with, like, those ducks.
Yeah.
Like, quacking out of the duck toys, like, attached to him, just so quacking. It's like, no matter where he runs, like, in his panic, there's just the quack, like, five quacks just
undercutting
and quacking
his
ducks.
Panic. It's great.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. One of my thoughts was, this is, like, a random stray thought. I was like, how does security work in the monster world?
'Cause there's 0% one, security.
Yeah, there's that one guy with, like, knives for fingers. And I was like, does he get to go anywhere without just, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Life must be a huge hassle for him. 'Cause, like, I wouldn't want him anywhere near me.
Yeah. No, what they conceive of as scary and, like, a security risk is, you know, I mean, it's on purpose. It's, like, kind of backwards.
Uh-huh.
Like, Sully's super afraid of the kid and, like, they're all afraid of kids' toys. Mm-hmm. But not the guy with knives. Like, that guy's fine.
He's fine.
Let him do what he wants.
He can run around in our society. It's fine.
Totally fine.
I also really feel bad for George. And he's the guy who, like, the fuzzy guy with the sock on his back.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, he seemed like such a sweet guy.
He was so cute. And then he's, like, put in the cone of shame.
Yeah.
Like, there was actually a lot of cones of shame, like, throughout the whole movie.
It was a running
Celia
thing.
Ended up in a cone of shame. And all of her snake hairs were also each
was,
in their
like,
own
also
individual
some, like,
cones.
Police brutality going on. Because, like, oh, she, like, came back. She looks, like, bruised heavily. And I was like, jeez, CDA is just, like, controlling this entire with a ruling fist of terror.
Seriously.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we can talk about when we first meet Boo, who is absolutely adorable.
She's so cute.
Like, I just thought, so cute. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I want one, but not, like, you know, to play with for, like, an hour and then
and
to
then
give
return
back
it
to her
back.
Mother.
I love, love, love how she calls Sully Kitty.
So cute.
It's, like, the best part of the whole movie. It's like, Kitty.
Okay. So now we can go to my running theory for this movie, because I had one for Lion King. Well, it's not my theory, but, like, it's a theory that I subscribe to.
Okay. Yeah.
So, have you ever heard of the Pixar theory?
Yes, yeah. I have.
I totally feel that. Like, that's so true. So I'm going to, like, pull it up and
read
it.
Yeah, please,
like,
run me through it. I remember trying to make sense of it earlier, but it was just, it's hard.
Okay, so basically, she, like, Boo is the wit. Have you seen Brave?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Boo is the, like, entire overarching, like, unifying part of the Pixar theory, and she is the witch from Brave. And so the witch from Brave can, like, time travel and stuff, and there's a part in Brave where, like, in the witch's workshop, and there's definitely a figurine of Sully, and then there's, like, a figurine of, like, the pizza truck that's in, like, all of the Pixar movies that take place in real life.
Yeah.
And so, basically, so she's the witch from Brave, and she's basically trying to travel through, like, time to find Sully again.
Wow.
Yeah, it, like, you have to read, like, the whole thing, but, like, there's a whole, like, huge theory. It's, like, so long. Like, there's a video about it. The guy made a book about it.
Oh, there's a whole website. There's, like, pixartheory.com.
Yeah, it's, like, a legitimate website. They, like, it's, like, so well put together, and it's so interesting because, I like, you can definitely see all of the links and all of the connections, and it's just, like, a really fun thing that I think definitely the creators, like, of Pixar and the people working on Pixar movies would definitely... I can see them doing that.
Yeah, you think so?
You know, because, like, I feel like they are so, like, in the movies are so, like, well thought out that I can see this whole, like, overarching, like, theory going on.
All right, that's awesome. Yeah, no, there are definitely people who are really invested in this theory working out as well. Like, people have tried to explain it to me, like, in throes of passion.
No, it's
I'm just like, oh, my God.
It's, like, really long
This is
involved.
A cult following.
It's very impressive. Oh, yeah, Boo essentially, like, solves the energy crisis, so that was fun.
Yeah, I was wondering why it took them so long to pick up on the fact that, like, her giggles were, like, causing power surges, mm-hmm. but they were just, like, all they were concerned about, they were, like, stop making her laugh, and it was like, no, why don't you keep doing that and see if you can, like, harness the energy.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And then also, I didn't, they really took a very long time to realize, like, she's not gonna kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
she's
like,
harmless.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
She's so cute.
I also love how they, of course, like, after the initial panic that she had escaped was over, they put her in that adorable monster costume.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. What's the
scene? Water News?
Water News, something like that. He picked Boo up and was like, oh, Sully, this is, like, is this yours? And he's like, no, it's my cousin's sister's daughter's whatever.
Yeah.
And Mike just comes in and was like, it's bring your obscure relative to work day.
Mike's always on point with the comedic timing.
Excellent.
Always there for it. And then also there's the part where she's, like, they're in the lot. He's, like, one, when Sully was like, you can't bring her into the men's locker room. I was like, all of the monsters are so, like, physically different. What separates men monsters from women monsters?
Yeah, I actually, that was something I noticed at the beginning was, like, I was like, wait, how can we, like, tell implicitly, like, which monsters, like, male or female? And part of it had to do with the voices, like, whoever they picked for the voice. But some parts of it was just like, oh, that's, like, interesting that I can, like, figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I thought it was
interesting. Yeah, that was interesting commentary. And then, another, like, comedic timing by Mike that I just noticed was when he and Sully are fighting. So they finally get the door backed, and they, like, have the ability to put Boo back. Uh-huh. And Mike starts, like, yelling. He's like, put that thing back where it came from. Yeah, so help me. And everybody on the floor just pauses and looks at them, and he's like, we're just rehearsing for the company play called Put That Thing Back Where It Came From or So Help Me, the musical.
I want to see that musical.
It had a great musical number. They were practicing.
It was great. I want it. That's the next movie that Pixar should do, or at least a short at the beginning of one of their other movies. What else? Oh, yeah. No, and then the part where she goes to the bathroom, and he's like, oh, God, because he, like, hears a toilet flush. She's not in there anymore, and he's like, oh, she got flushed down the toilet. Like, how? Sully, what? What?
Didn't think that one out.
Yeah.
Nope.
And then... just Boo and Sully are so cute.
They are so cute. They form a bond so quickly.
Like, melts my heart.
It's also the classic storyline of, like, the unwilling parent, you know? Like, uh-huh. Sully, like, doesn't want to take care of it, and then he, like, becomes attached to it. Like, that's, like, in every movie ever.
But still so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they get exiled to the Abominable.
Yes.
He's, like, such a nice guy.
Oh, my gosh. He was so cool. He is the coolest guy. Also, the line that I took away from him was... wait, what did he say? milking a yak ain't exactly a picnic, but if you pick the hairs out, you're fine. I was like, oh, my gosh.
What are you... he's all alone, though. He's probably got some mental issues at this point.
He was so fuzzy and cute, though.
I know. He just wants to make friends, and we all just call him Abominable. I feel bad now.
Yeah. Well, then eventually we get to the part where Mike and Sully end up in, like, the giant door room, which I remember, like, being, like, enthralled by as a child. And now I just compare it. It's, like, a dry cleaners meets the library meets a roller coaster.
Yeah, like, it was really cool.
It's so cool how they, like, stack all the doors and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's awesome.
Yeah. There was, like, so many of them, and, like, I like the way they animated it. It was great.
Yeah, they did an really awesome job. And also, they're, okay... TBT to the Lion King when Sully's hanging on by, like, a claw.
Yeah,
and then Randall is, like, ready to push him off, and Boo is standing there watching. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh.
I was like, all we needed was, like, a Long Live the King reference, and it just would have been perfect.
It was amazing. The, like, there has to be, like, some connection. Like, they were an illusion. That's the term. There you go.
And then when Randall goes and gets, like, trapped in the trailer park.
I thought
that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of a little, like, stereotypical, but it was funny.
It was a good end. And then we also get to the end where Roz is revealed to be, like, the head of the CDA.
Roz is my queen.
Yes. Can you, like, explain? I was, like, a little bit lost at the whole thing. She was, like, talking about, like, an undercover investigation.
Yeah. So Mr. Waternoose is, like, freaking panicking because there's a whole, like, power outage. This is why monopolies are bad, because there's no competition.
This is why, kids.
No one was inspired to, you know, create cleaner energy or more efficient energy. So then there were rolling blackouts, and he's, like, panicking, trying to keep the company afloat. Mm-hmm. So to keep the company afloat, he's like, oh, let's just kidnap children and kill them for their screams, because, you know, that's a good idea. And then so Roz and the CDA were kind of onto them. So
okay,
Roz was, like, undercover in Monsters Incorporated, like, trying to, like, pull the sting off, which she totally did because she's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, even at the beginning, I was like, I loved her sass. She's, like, not taking any of Mike's, like, little, like, oh, I'm gonna flirt with you. Like, Roz was like, no, just give me your paperwork on time and we'll be fine. She's my favorite.
Yeah, she is excellent. So that was a great reveal, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just the part where she was like, we have to shred the door.
Yeah, that was so sad. She was like, yeah, so they eventually had to shed Boo's door, but then Mike, out of a labor of love,
put it back together
for Sully. So cute.
He got
splinters all over his hands, but did it for friendship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
So cute.
So adorable.
So cute. So, yeah, I think that pretty much... And then, of course, the rolling credits are You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful and amazing.
Cute. Oh, also the fact that at the end they, like, use harness the laughter.
Oh, I forgot about that part. Yeah, the whole, like, they use comedy instead of... So I thought that, again, that was the whole comparison of, like, dirty energy versus clean energy. Yeah,
it's, like, a more positive form.
Yeah, and it was so cute.
Yeah, and then, like, you can, like, power a whole city with some, like, witty observational comedies.
Like, which is, like, true. There you go.
And then I also feel like Sully probably, like, lost some of his purpose in life. I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because, like, his whole life was, like, being the top scare and, like, being the top guy. Now he has to watch Mike...
Yeah, power the city
and be the hero. And
it's like, but it's okay, because Sully learned, like, compassion. Mm-hmm. Like, he's transformed as a character, you know? So he's probably more suited for this world.
Yeah. And then at the end was such so perfect. When she was like, Kitty! And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
My heart.
Yeah. No, it was just a great end. I think it just all ended really... Great ending overall, mm-hmm. I would say. So... This movie is rated 211 mm-hmm. on the list of 250. One of the message board postings on IMDb.com is, in all caps, in the top 250, are you kidding me?
Some, like, serious passion going on.
People were very upset. I don't think they were upset that this was in the top 250, but the thread is mostly about how Up isn't, and this one is.
No, so I can see that. Like, I was thinking about that, like, when you were like, oh, let's do Monsters, Inc. And I was like, is it on the list? Because, like, it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Like, most Pixar movies, high quality, like, I would be fine with that on the list. But, yeah, Up's not on the list. Like, what? Like, Toy Story's on the list. Toy Story 3's
Toy
on the
Story,
list.
Yeah. Those, like, ones made it.
Yeah. Which other ones? Let me see. And then, is WALL-E on the list? I didn't like WALL-E. Like, huge critical acclaim. I think I saw it when I was, like, maybe, like, 8. When did it come out?
Yeah.
Like, it came out when I was, like, too young to be like, oh, nuance.
Right. No, there's definitely not a lot. I've only recently rewatched it, which is
storytelling.
Like, but, yeah, no, I think WALL-E is on the list, but I don't know. There's definitely some that are and some that aren't in, like, a surprising way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. So, again, yeah, it was mostly not that they're on it, but that Up's not. So, I don't know. What do you think about its placement, though? 211?
211. I think that's pretty good. I mean, I might agree with that thread and say... take it off and put Up on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, Monsters, like, good movie, like, tugged at my heartstrings. Mm-hmm. Like, I really enjoyed it. It's great for kids. Like, it has jokes for adults. Mm-hmm. It's a good, good movie. But Up was just so much more emotional and, like, it had more, like, resonance with people, I think, in general. Like, with the whole, like, thing about loss and like, moving on and stuff like that. So I think Up definitely probably deserves to be on the list more than I would say Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm surprised that Up isn't on there. I would keep Monsters, Inc. at its rating that it's at. I think it really is. It's quality film. And certainly, like, a unique concept. Like, I don't know of any mm-hmm. other movie that's even remotely like that.
Yeah,
so.
It's very imaginative.
Yeah, so, again, yeah. But, like, so are all Pixar movies, so it's hard to...
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I would say keep it at 211. Consider adding Up to the list.
Yeah.
I think rock we can on all agree. IMDb.
Cars 2 just isn't up the same. I know I'm hating on Cars, but yeah. Like, Cars? Really?
Really?
Guys.
Yeah, oh. That's true. That's super true.
Yeah. So, I think...
Yeah, that's all I have.
Is that all we've had to say? Yeah, I think so. So, that was our review of Monsters, Inc. Go watch it for yourself or watch it again, because it's just... a wonderful movie.
It is. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Follow Halftime on Twitter at HalftimeGU. I'm still sticking with that one. Go to GeorgetownVoice.com/halftime to read articles written by both of us.
Yes.
And by our colleagues. I'm going to say colleagues again at The Voice. Very good. You just read TheVoice.com in general. And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.
I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching.